And now on BBC Radio 4, it's time once again to join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and twice winner of the title of Radio Show Introduction Writer of the Year, 1968 to 1969, Count Arthur Strong. When asked how he had managed to win such a prestigious award twice, Count Arthur replied, "Because he just did. Now where's the lavatory?" Join him now for this festive instalment of Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show. For your information, there is an army of 40 Santa Clauses. They do all the department stores, and the real one, who doesn't need to dress up like an idiot because, frankly, he was born dressed like an idiot, does the Christmas Eve shift on a sledge down your chimney. And don't ask me how, because he's never seen fit to share it with us. All right, you happy now? Here, take that. Now, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and clear off. Next. Right, come on, sit down. Ha, ha, ha! And what do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I'm not a boy.
What?
I'm not a boy.
What are you, then?
A girl, of course.
Well, you shouldn't be wearing trousers.
Why?
Because the trousers are barometers. Trousers are how we know.
How you know what?
Which one you are, obviously. If everybody went round wearing trousers, it'd be leg anarchy. Absolute leg anarchy. We'd be in a right state.
Why?
Well, for one thing, the shops would run out of trousers. Think about that. You can't make 5 billion pairs of trousers overnight. The tailing industry would implode, as well as the other kind of plode. Explode, which I always think of as the original plode. Mind you, I suppose the Scotch would be all right, wouldn't they? With their kilts. Perhaps we'd all have to wear kilts until the trouser shortfall was made up. Although, if you think about it, a kilt is just a trouser with one very big leg hole. Here. My mother once made me a pair of shorts for PT out of some old curtaining, so perhaps we'd have to follow that route.
Are you really Father Christmas?
Who? Father Christmas! Oh, yes, that's it. That's who I am. Ha, ha, ha!
Why do you keep saying ha, ha, ha?
Because that's what he does. What I do. Father Christmas. Me. Hello.
No. Santa says ho, ho, ho.
Yes, well, I'm not Santa, am I? I'm Father Christmas.
They're the same person.
Excuse me, I think I would know if I was the same person as someone else.
How many reindeer have you got?
Enough.
But how many altogether?
Shouldn't you be at school?
It's a Christmas holiday.
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
What are all their names?
Is everything all right, Father Christmas?
Who? Oh, yes, yes, that's right. Father me. Yes, yes. Everything is literally lovely, Dr. Watson. Mr. Watson, I mean. Sorry about that. Though I'm not sure why it's down to me to apologise because you're called after Sherlock Holmes. It's very confusing. Frankly, you should be apologising to me. Perhaps with the benefit of Heinz soup. Hindquarters. Hindsight! You would have been better off calling yourself after one of the lesser-known detectives. Starchy and Hopscotch, Columpo, or Harold Macmillan and wife, with Fred Flintstone. Not Fred Flintstone, Rock Hudson. Miss Marple Syrup on a stack of pancakes with some chopped-up banana and crushed nuts sprinkled all over the top, please.
OK, well, I'll let you get on. And remember, Father Christmas is nice.
Yes, that's right, Doctor.
Why did he say that?
He said that because he is what the professionals call an idiot. Anyway, shut up a minute. What was I doing?
You were going to tell me all the names of all the reindeers.
Was I?
If you can remember them.
Of course I can. Of course I can remember them. Dear, oh dear, what is it I am again?
Father Christmas.
That's it. Congratulations. You see, you recognise me.
So, what are the reindeers called?
I'll tell you what. I won't do them alphabetically, if that's all right with you. I'll just do them in the order they come to me. I find that a more natural way of remembering the rain things' names. If you've no objection to me doing that, that is.
I don't mind.
Thank you. That's very accommodating of you. Right then, here we go. The names of all the reindeers, in no particular order, as requested by you, are, first of all, the first one is the most famous one, which everybody's heard of, Dolphin the Red-Faced Brainbeer. That's one. Then you've got Doner Kebab, Blister, Rambo, Mambo, Tango, Paso Doble, Viennese Waltz, American Smooth, Charleston, and the Jive. There you are. I think you'll find that's all of them.
They're all dancers.
That's right. I've watched every single episode. And I've written to Claudius Winkle repeatedly about being on it. I regret to say, as of this morning, no one has yet got back to me. Mind you, she probably can't read with all that hair in her eyes. It's a wonder she doesn't give herself conjunctivitis. That's most likely why she hasn't got back to me now I think of it, because Claudia Winkle's got pink eye. Are you still here?
I haven't got my present yet.
Christmas isn't just about getting presents, you know.
What is it about?
It's about Randy Butter, Ritz Crackers. I don't know. Ask Cliff Richards. He's always mistletoe and whining on about it.
Are you really, really Father Christmas?
Of course I am. Why else would I be wearing all this rubbish? Stop asking me that. Here, have that. Now shove off. That's right. Merry Christmas. Tell all your friends. Next. Come on, they're open. Aha! Now, what do you want for Christmas, little girl?
I'm not a girl. I'm a boy.
Oh, for goodness sake, I wish you lot would make your minds up. Never a moment's thought for the trouser industry.
Could I have a word, do you think, Father Christmas?
So, anyway, we agreed to go our separate ways, Jerry.
Well, that's the same, Arthur. How long did you do it for this time?
I was Santa for approximately 18 minutes. And that includes putting the gear on.
Isn't that close to your record?
Well, I'd have to check my files for the definitive timing, but I'm fairly confident this is a personal best. Yes, Jerry.
Impressive.
You do what you can, don't you?
Hello, Mr. Marsden. Count Strong.
Malcolm.
Are you still Father Christmas, Count Strong, or have you been sacked yet?
How dare you! I have never, Malcolm. I repeat, 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 slap me on the back! Thank you. I have never, Malcolm, I don't repeat, been sacked from my role as Father Christmas.
Well, this article on the front of the advertiser said you'd been sacked. Look, there's even a photo of you being frog-marched out the store.
That, Malcolm, is simply gutter journalism. I am what they call a fake nuisance. That photo could be anyone that looked exactly like me.
So how long was it before you weren't sacked this time?
18 minutes, if you must know. He's just asked me that. I'm going to sit down. Bring my tea and egg on a fried slice across when it's done, would you please, Malcolm? Oh, and Jerry, if you wouldn't mind drizzling it with dripping, or dripping it with drizzle, you decide. I'm relatively easy. Well, if it isn't rosemary and thyme. Though, frankly, I don't think Felicity, mint cake, Kendall, or Pam Ferris Wheel would be very pleased if I actually said which one of you was which. What are you whispering about then, Geoffrey?
Oh, hello, Arthur. Nothing.
You're not solving a gardening-related crime, then? The mystery of the missing misanthrocum bulbs, or tracking a midnight badger down at your allotment that's been trampling all over your purple-sprouting biology.
We were just wondering if you'd been sacked yet.
No, I have not been sodding well sacked. What is wrong with people? I and the manager of Bunting's department store, Sally, have quite simply put decided to go our separate ways.
What was it this year?
If you must know, Geoffrey, we had our artistic differences over the definition of the word nice.
Oh, how?
Well, he thought that's what it actually meant.
How long was it then?
How long was what?
How long was it before you had your artistic difference and decided to go your separate ways?
Well, thank you for clarifying that, Orville. You know, when you're asking someone how long something is, you should at least give them some indication of what it is you're questioning the length of. Otherwise, how can they possibly know how long whatever it was?
How long was it then?
Well, it might be more accurate to say how stringy is a piece of length.
What?
Here you are, Count Strong, your tea and egg.
Thank you, Malcolm. Did Jerry drizzle over it?
Well, I didn't see anything.
Would you mind just hovering around the table in case I need anything else?
Well, can I just sit here next to you then?
All right, but don't start fidgeting. It's bad enough sitting up as it Rosemary's Baby and Parsley the Lion King here.
Who?
Don't get sucked in, Malcolm. It's too late for us, but you've got your whole life ahead of you.
Are you on the cooking sherry again? Because if you are, you can stick a couple of fingers in my tea.
It's too early.
It's never too early for a small sherry, Sally. Did they not teach you that at finishing school in Swaziland?
I must have missed that one.
Oh, for crying out loud, Malcolm.
Sorry.
I should think so. If I'd spilt me tea then, you'd have had to get me another one because of that. In fact, you should probably get me one anyway because of the inevitable PTSD. Post-trombone stress disorganisation.
I was up all night with the cat.
What, playing Ludo?
No. We've had it neutered.
Oh, I'm trying to eat my egg here when you've finished neutering your cat.
Sorry, I just can't stop yawning today.
Would it perhaps help if I slapped you across the face 4 or 5 times?
No. How would that do any good?
Well, obviously, Malcolm, it would wake you up, of course.
No, I don't think so, thank you.
Suit yourself. The offer's on the table, should you change your mind. I'm happy to start slapping at a moment's notice. Actually, it's a shame I'm wearing a blazer today, as I haven't got any nails with me. I usually have a few in my pocket.
Why?
Michael Caine used the nail to great effect last night in the, the Crest Sandwich. Not Crest Sandwich, Ipcrest Sandwich. Files! Ipcrest Files. With egg and salad cream, please.
What did Michael Caine do with the nail?
He stuck it through his hand and wriggled it around so he wouldn't fall asleep when he was being brainwashed. You should give that a go, Malcolm, before it's too late and your mind goes once and for all.
Is that why you carry nails around?
No, it isn't. I carry a small assortment of nails with me, Sally, just in case something nearby me accidentally breaks, which isn't my fault, and needs repairing before anybody sees it. A handful of 2-inch ovals, 1.5-inch panel pins, the odd few veneer pins for the finer work.
What do you bang them in with?
Well, if I can lay me hands on one, Geoffrey, I'd like to use a large gerbil.
A gerbil?
No, you bloody idiot. A hammer, of course. What do you think I bang them in with?
Where do you keep the hammer?
Ah, now, this is the ingenious bit. You remember when Roger, Constable Hargreaves to you, passed away?
Oh, yes. It was a shame, that.
Well, yes, but he was about 90, wasn't he? Anyway, shut up. I went round to his house and asked his wife if I could have all his trousers, because, I don't know if you remember, he was practically the same size as me.
So, let's get this right. As soon as he died, you went round to his house and asked his wife for all his trousers?
No, Sally, it wasn't as soon as he died, thank you. Dear, dear, you're so quick to jump to the wrong conclusions, aren't you? For your information, I am not some kind of insensitive monster.
Sorry, Arthur.
Was the day after he died. a full 12 hours after the sad event. And I know that for a fact because his wife mentioned that on the doorstep to me. Anyway, she told me to wait, and 5 minutes later, she passed them all out of the bedroom window onto my head.
I apologise for my misjudgment of you.
I should think so.
What have the trousers of the late Constable Hargreaves got to do with anything?
Because, Geoffrey, a policeman's trousers have one added advantage over the trousers of a layman. A truncheon pocket, which is where I keep my trusty hammer.
So you always walk around with a hammer in your truncheon pocket?
By George, she's got it! Oh, will you stop doing that?
I'm only yawning.
Are you sure you don't want me to slap you?
Yes.
Right, suit yourself. I'll not be offering again.
So how long did you last, then, this morning at Bunting's?
Why is everybody asking me that?
Oh, no particular reason.
It was 18 minutes.
Oh, it's Wilf, then.
What's Wilf? Why are you whispering?
Morning, everybody. Bacon sandwich, please, Jerry.
Wilf! Sally! How did you know Wilf was just about to come through the door, then?
I didn't know.
You did. You clearly said, it's Wilf, then. Then the very next second, Wilf walked through the door.
Just a lucky guess.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't undersell yourself, Sally. Tell me, have you ever thought about turning this skill into a stage act?
What skill?
Foretelling things, spiritualism, all that. Oh, it's all the rage. If you ask me, you have a natural gift. They call it second-hand sight. Let's try something else. Do you know what I'm thinking now?
You're thinking if Sally has a gift, I can exploit her and take 50% of the revenue she generates for doing absolutely nothing.
Brilliant! That was literally word for word. Oh, Sally, I'll get my contracts people onto it yesterday. I'll make a fortune. And so will you, of course. You'll be able to throw off those rags you wear and get some decent clothes, within reason. You don't want to blow your 20% less expenses on fripperies like clothes, do you?
I think, after careful consideration, I'll have to decline your wonderful proposal.
Oh, you quite mad woman. I'm offering you the opportunity of a mealtime.
I'd rather not. I believe my gift, such as it is not for profit.
Mind if I join you?
Look, if you won't let me slap you, you can go and sit somewhere else.
What's going on? Why would you want to slap Malcolm?
Because, Wilf, I've come out with my blazer with no nails in the pocket.
I see. So, how long did you manage as Santa this year?
What is wrong with people? That is all anybody's saying to me today.
It was 18 minutes, Mr. Taylor. It's you.
What's him? What? I demand to know what's going on. Have you all joined some strange cult? Is that it? Have you been doing moonies behind my back? Or Sally, perhaps, has recently married an Osmond? Wilf, Geoffrey, please tell me you've not been sacrificing goats at Stonehenge with Coronation Street's Ken Barlow.
No, nothing like that. We had a sweepstake on how long you'd last as Santa this year, Count Strong, and Mr. Taylor won.
A sweepstake? Whose idea was this, then? This cheapstake, medium rare, with triple fried chips and, some peas as well, please.
We do a sweepstake every year.
Oh, do you? Well, thank you for finally sharing that with me.
Are you upset?
Of course I'm upset. I'm appalled that you would do that without telling me behind the back of my back. I would have had a pound each way on myself if I'd known about it.
You can't bet on yourself.
Why?
Because you'd always win, wouldn't you?
I can see no downside to that. Come on, Sally. Wake up and smell the codpiece. Anyway, now I've found out, by way of an apology, I'll have your winnings this year. Come on, it's only fair. Hand it over, Wilf.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Right, then, let's have a count up. 10, 30, 40. £1.20. Is that all?
We only put 20p in each.
20p each? Dear, oh dear. It's hardly Viva Las Vegas, is it?
It's only a bit of fun.
£1.20? People like me and Naomi Campbell condensed mushroom soup tin. don't get out of bed for less than £1.20. If you're exploiting someone, at least pay them the compliment of doing it properly.
How much did you think you were going to win?
I would have hoped my winnings would be at least comparable to the postcode lottery.
There's only a six to it.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to bump the prices up for next year's one. Oh, in fact, there might still be time to do it this year again, but do it properly, whereby I make a fortune out of it. Come on, Malcolm.
What?
Go to the post office and get a book of waffle tickets. Use your float.
What float?
We'll charge £5 a ticket. No, £10, because that would be twice as much. Right, Malcolm, meet me at the Shoulder of Mutton. We'll sell all the duffel tickets, then go to Bunting's.
You can't do a sweepstake. You've already been sacked this year.
That doesn't matter. I've still got all the gear. It's in my bag. I'll climb in through the toilet window, change into my Father Christmas costume in a cubicle, then mingle with the shoppers until I get asked to leave. What could be simpler than me? Than that. Another pint, please, Jack. And another chaser while you're there.
Coming up, Arthur. I hear you managed 18 minutes this year.
Oh, never mind that, Jack. That was a mere prelude to the main event. Now I've taken over the running of the sweepstake. Things are about to get intestines. Intestinal. Oh, interesting.
In what way?
I shall be running it along similar lines to the National Lottery. Oh,
good luck. Here's your chaser.
Oh, here he is. You took your time, Malcolm. I've had to have lots and lots and lots to drink. Did you get the sandwich maker? Waffle line. Oh, it's waffle tickets.
Yes, Count Strong.
Brilliant. I trust, Jack, you'll have no objection to Markham selling a few tickets for the waffles.
No, it's for a good cause, is it?
Oh, yes, frankly, I'm hard pushed to think of a better cause, Jack. Crying out loud, there's not much room in here, is there? Why are cubicles so small? Cubicles should be room-sized. And there's no lid on the sodden seat. What am I going to sit on to put my boots on? I'll have to lean on this. Charming. Just what you want, all over me leg. Right, get me Wellington up. That's it. And the other one. Oh, the sodden thing.
You were right in there.
Yes, thank you. Everything is as it should be, thank you.
You're going to be long?
Well, it's hard to say. I've never done this sort of thing before.
Done what?
Stood in a toilet cubicle, putting on a costume that makes me look like Father Satan Claus 28. Or, as the French know him, Pair Noel Edmonds Stinkerbottoms house party. Does that answer your question? Right, get this other sodden boot on now. My sodden back. Oh, I can't straighten up now. Oh dear, where's my beard? Oh, for crying out loud, it's fallen down the bloody toilet. I'm going to have to rinse that out in the sink now.
Oh, goodness me.
What's up with you? Even Father Christmas has to use the facilities now and again, you know. If you're obliged to eat as many mince pies and carrots as I do, you spend the best part of the year on the toilet.
Right.
Not that I'm the real Father Christmas. Though I can tell from the expression on your face that you are literally overwhelmed by my holy awkward portrayal. Now, would you like me to sign something for you?
No, I don't think so.
Suit yourself. Now, do you think you could step to one side while I rinse my beard in the sink?
Are you all right?
How very perspective of you. I am currently suffering from what is commonly known as a muscle spasm of the lower spine. However, as luck would have it, I have had an considerable amount to drink. which is dulling the pain somewhat. Despite that, though, I'm not entirely certain how much longer I can stay standing. Or, indeed, conscious. In fact, that's it.
There are some people to see you.
Ooh, matron!
Please stop doing that. Don't make him too lively. We don't want to have to sedate him a third time.
Hello.
All right, hello, Arthur.
Hello.
Oh, I wondered when you lot would turn up.
We're very sorry, Arthur.
Yes, sorry. Sorry, Arthur.
Yes, sorry.
Sorry about what?
Well, about you having to spend Christmas in hospital. In a way, it's our fault, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, well, yes, as I suppose it is.
Well, we'd like to do something and make it up to you.
Would you? Oh, yes. You can do something for me, then.
What?
You can all buy tickets for my sooty and sweepstake. Malcolm! Malcolm!
But how can you do a sweepstake in here?
Because, Geoffrey, I volunteered to be Father Christmas and hand all the presents out on the children's ward. Malcolm's out there now selling tickets. Everybody's so bored in here, they're all buying them.
Yes, Count Strong?
Get this lot sold some sweepstake tickets now. This is going to be the best Christmas ever, is this? They've put me in a private room. I've got Channel 4 racing on. Come on, get your hands in your pockets. £10 a ticket. Ha, ha, ha! Merry Christmas, you lot. Hey, let's have a sing-song. Dolph Lundgren, the brown-nosed brain dead. Come on, you know it. Had a very shiny car. And if you ever saw him.
Appearing in Count Arthur Strong's radio show was Mel Gederoich, Alistair Kerr, Paul Putner, Dorothy Dawes, Alfie Delaney and Terry Kilkelly as Malcolm. The show was written by Steve Delaney and produced by Graham Dove. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at the Barnfield Theatre, Exeter, and is a Comedia Entertainment production.